Good morning. Today we celebrate the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul. Our scripture may be found from the epistle appointed for tonight's evening prayer, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. It reads, "Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' He asked, 'Who are you, Lord?' The reply came, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do.'" I have no doubt that Saul was trying to be the best devout Jew he could possibly be, but he just wasn't catching on to the new way. God needed Saul's zeal, his energy, his passion, and knocked him to his knees to get his attention. I think many of us can think of a time when we truly felt like we were trying to do what was right or best for someone, only to discover our actions were not in sync with what needed to happen. God uses the gifts he has given us, usually in ways we do not expect. Our journeys change. There is change all around us. Even though most of us dread change, it is a necessary piece of life, and if not navigated well or resisted, it will bring us to our knees. I invite you to join with me today in reflecting on our individual response to change. When change is challenging, can we name what we are afraid of? This may be a fear of losing control, a fear of the unknown. Is it a period of grief? Once we can name the resistance, we can seek out ways of easing through the difficulty. If change comes easy for you, how can you help others who may be struggling? How can you offer support, comfort, or a listening heart to ease another person's pain? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Conversion of St. Paul. Let us pray. O God, by the preaching of your Apostle Paul, you have caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant, we pray, that we, having his wonderful conversion in remembrance, may show ourselves thankful to you by following his holy teaching. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.